Welcome to Black Is My Heart Coffee, the best goth-themed overpriced cafe you'll find. I'm Lele, and I'm thrilled to take your order today. Would you like to hear our specials for the day? Of course you do. Today we have our seasonal drinks, the My Chemical Iced Mocha, the All Americano Rejects, and our new... Are you going to make me say it? You can read. It's on the menu. Ugh... Fine. Our new South of the Border drink, Bring Me the Horchata Latte, made with rice milk so good it would make even me smile. Yeah, laugh it up, chucklehead. I'm putting a 25% gratuity on your order now. Still funny? Whatever. Are you gonna order or just breathe up all the air in the room? A cold brew. How original. With almond milk? Wow, daring today, aren't we? Well, that puts your total at $4.25. Can I get a name for your order, or should I just put asshole and call it a day? Huh, that's funny. I knew a kid named that when I was growing up a couple hours from here in Springfield. That's where you live? You know, it looked kinda... Wait... What's your mom's name? Just tell me, idiot. I'm not going to steal your social security number. No way. You're actually him. Do you not remember? Of course you don't. Rocks for brains. I know it's been a while, but we said... Well, whatever. No, it's whatever. Here, how about you come back here after we close today? I don't care if you have plans, just... Clear them up and be here or else. Got it? Okay, now fuck off. I have like 4 regulars I need to pretend to like for tips. Glad to see you didn't chicken out. Or maybe you were more scared of what I'd do to you if you didn't come back. Same thing, I guess. Well, don't just stand there. Help me wipe the table so we can leave. I told my coworkers that a customer volunteered to clean a day so they could all go home early. So, do you just do whatever a pretty goth girl tells you to do, or are you just too dumb to know a sketchy situation when you see it? I mean, if a stranger in black lipstick and fishnets told me to meet them alone somewhere, I'd ask at least a question or two. But here you are. Alone with a maybe murderer in a cafe too cheap to use cameras. You thought I felt trustworthy? Okay. You have fine instincts, at least. Or you're just way too horny for your own good. No? You weren't thinking about the big titty, fat ass, pixie cut, goth babe barista like that at all, huh? Huh. Then you have shit taste. Well, I don't plan on giving you the Dexter treatment today, but try to use a little survival skills in the future. I think this shithole looks good enough for the morning shift to not twist their thongs all up in a bunch. Care to walk a girl home? Or did you think I wanted to sit in a dark coffee shop all night with you? Good call. So how long have you been living here? It's the first time I've seen you, and most all the guys in town have been to shop to ogle my tits once or twice. Ah, not much of a coffee guy, weirdo. No, it's nothing. You not liking the most popular drink on the face of the planet for the last, like, 600 years makes you completely normal and average. Sure. Well... I guess you're probably wondering why I asked you to come see me. No, it wasn't your rugged good looks. Gross. It absolutely had nothing to do with your charisma. God, you're even more annoying than I remember. Well, do you remember growing up in Springfield and running around with a plucky, cute girl named Lele? Sort of a tomboy. A little too lanky, and some kind of a mix between tanned and sunburned at all times. your best friend. Really? Okay, of course, whatever you say. Well, do you remember by chance that when she moved away and she promised no matter what she'd find you again, and you said we'd... you said that you and her would be together forever someday. Well, hey, I guess good to see you again. We both kept our promise. Yeah, it's really me. Good old Lele kept up her end of the bargain. I know it took a lot longer than we thought. I was too dumb to get your parents' number before my family left, and by the time I thought to send a letter, you had moved. I tried MySpace, Facebook. Hell, I put a Craigslist ad out in every big city in the state my senior year trying to find you. But I just couldn't do it. And then you just come walking into my work one day like you walked out of a storybook. A dumbass storybook. So, do you like the way I look now? I know I was way more slim and athletic when we were growing up, but puberty hit me like a dump truck. It got kind of bad for a little bit, honestly. I started feeling like everyone was just staring at me for my curves. So I tried dressing up a lot, wearing these elaborate black dresses with wedding gowns and huge pump heels. At first, it was just to distract everyone from staring at my tits all day, but I really started to like it. And then I started hanging out with the punk and emo scene. I don't know, I really feel like I'm part of the community now. If you still... Look, I know it's been a long time, and you probably met, like, 100 girls by now. And I grew up, and I didn't stay the small town tomboy you knew. You probably didn't think you were signing on to be with the front page of Gothic Beauty when you said what you said. So really, maybe it's best if I just go... you could have just said you still liked me, jerk. You made me say all that dumb shit just to kiss me anyway. You're a real piece of work, you know that? Oh, and by the way, this is my place. You can come in if you want. It's not like I want you to. I just thought you could catch me up on what you've been up to since I last saw you. Welcome, or whatever. Make yourself at home. Yep, just me here. I've had a few roommates, but nothing ever fits. I always feel like I have to act differently around them. Have to act overly nice or sweet or something. I don't know, I don't really feel like myself unless I'm alone. Or whenever I'm with you. Or was with you. It's not a big deal, but... at least I get to decorate the place however I like. Yeah, I do like the color black, douchebag. Thanks for asking. Oh, shut up, dude. The Cure is literally the greatest band to ever do it. Why shouldn't I have a poster or two? Hell, maybe I'll make a shrine for them too, just to spite you. Anyway, you can see what I've been up to. Probably a big change from what you remember. Don't get me wrong. I'm still the same girl that could put you in a headlock whenever I felt like it. And, well, mess around and you might find out again. I just feel good when I'm dressed up in a black corset. And I look hot as fuck in black makeup. So, what about you? You've definitely grown up a lot. You really filled out from the string-vein little kid I pushed in the creek. A full ride? Oh, shut up. I always knew you were smart. You were the only guy who ever made algebra make sense to me. You probably should have been studying more and goofing around with me less. You'd be at an Ivy League school instead of here if you had. Oh, well, yeah, I'm glad you're here too, I guess. Jeez, you suck so bad. Why didn't you come and get a stupid cup of coffee sooner? Especially if you've been here this long. Even if you'd brought a date in, I would have scared her off. In the same dumbass town, and I never ran into you. You should get out more. Maybe we can go check out the park sometime. If you want to, that is. I mean, I don't really care. Just, you know, it'd be nice to take a walk together. Maybe. Well, I think we need to do some catching up. Yeah, I know we've been catching up, dumbass. I mean, a different way of catching up. Or did you just kiss me earlier to shut me up? That's what I thought. I really did miss you, dork. I was scared I'd never see you again. But I think I knew. Or I hope so much it felt like I knew. One day you'd find me. You need to keep your promise. Want to see something fun? I got my nipples pierced a couple years back. I think they work really well with my whole aesthetic. Don't you think so? I like these barbells for every day, but I've got a couple of skull heads. Oh, they're so cute. You'd love them. They definitely have non-decorative uses too, though. Anyway, go ahead. Play with them a little. Don't be shy. You won't be too rough, trust me. Yeah, just like that. Play with your best friend's big goth titties. You can suck on them too. It takes like pennies though. Okay. Oh, now let me see how much you've grown up. Wow. Shit, it's hard. My god, dude, are you okay? Looks like it might pop the way it's throbbing. Do you really like my big tits that much? Or maybe you've never gotten to fuck a pair of pierced boobs before. Well, guess we'll have to fix that then. Let me just wrap around your cock like this, and I'll lube you up with a little spit. Nice and slick now. Oh, your cock feels so hot between my tits. Oh, you don't have to pump them in my chest. I can just jerk you off myself. Oh, I can press my tits together like this and fuck your cock like that. Up and down, up and down. I can even wrap all the way down on the base like this and suck on your head. Do you want to feel your cock out of my hot, warm mouth while I fuck your shaft with my tits? You won't mind a few black rings on your dick, will you? Didn't think so. Your break cum tastes so salty. I think I kind of like it. You want to give me your cum so bad you're leaking into my mouth. I want more of it. I want more of you. scraping into my back of my throat. I just want you so badly. Fuck. Wanna make up for all the years I didn't get to have you? All the dates that we should have gone on. I want all the kisses that other girls got that I should have had. I want you to know how much I wanted you. I'm sorry I sound so greedy, but I just want our life together already. I want it right now. I want my forever with you. I'll forever be sucking your gorgeous cock. I'll forever cuddling with you on the couch. I'll forever you fucking my brains out. The forever of getting coffee with you. The forever of loving you. I love you. I loved you for so long. I love you right now. I love you. I won't ever leave again, I promise. I love you, I love you. I'll give you a gun. Oh, I want you to shoot your fat fucking load down my slutty goth throat. I'm going to snap my choker and ruin my mascara. Fuck my dumb slutty mouth and then tell me you love me. Please, baby, please. Just like that. Give me everything. I want to feel you. I want to feel how much you miss me. God, I want your cum so bad, baby. I want to feel you inside me. Oh, I'm yours. Take me. Take me like you want to. Forever. I'll be here forever. So fuck your little goth slut as much as you want. I'll come up for me. I'll come down my throat. Oh, Brian. That was amazing. I felt like I was drowning in you. It tastes so good. And I got every drop. Oh. Hey, come over to the couch. I wanna, well, if you want to, I thought we could cuddle a bit, but it's not a big deal if you have somewhere to be. I can, like, see you later, I guess. I think I like the way you shut me up. Let me lay my head down on your chest. I just sucked your dick dry, so I think I deserve it. Thanks. All that stuff I said, well, it was kind of embarrassing, and I probably won't sound like that all the time. I think I was, like, cock drunk or something for a second. But I didn't mean it. I do love you, and I never want to lose you again. Do you feel the same way? You really do. That makes me really happy. I was so scared I'd never find you again, but I don't know what I would do if you didn't feel the same way you did back then. Maybe it's silly to expect someone to hold on to the same feeling they had when they were younger, but I don't know. I never had those feelings go away. Distance and the heart growing fatter or something, right? We can finally do all the stuff I wanted to do with you. I can take you to all the concerts I like, and we can watch my favorite horror movies together. I can also make you dumbass goth coffee all you want. We can finally be together. I'm so glad forever can start already. I love you.